speaking, these states, population growth was slow in those states, but they were all growing. You know, there are only 14 states in the U.S. where population growth was faster in 2021 than over the preceding decade.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we study the outmigration of residents from New York State and other areas in the U.S. Well, New York was one of 17 states that lost population in 2021, and the pace of population growth nationally was 5 times slower last year than over the preceding decade. Those are some of the highlights of a new analysis by Pew, which finds New York led the nation in population decline. For more, I spoke with Pew Associate Manager Joanna Biernicka-Livestro, who wrote the analysis.
Overall, we analyzed how fast or slow state populations grew over the decade and over the past year. And we found that overall population keeps slowing in the U.S. And there are three findings in particular that I think stand out. The first one is that nationally, the pace of population growth in 2021 was 5 times slower than over the preceding decade. It's notable because growth in the 2010s was already the slowest since the Great Depression. The second finding, which is what you paid attention to, is that 17 states actually lost residents in 2021. And the third one is population decline was the greatest in New York State over the year.
I should note that New York's population loss was down 1.6%. So that was nearly double any of the other states that you looked at.
Yes, New York stands out. But, you know, it's also important to look at it in perspective of the long-term growth in New York. Because over the long term, the pace of population growth in New York was on the slower side when compared to other states, but New York was growing. But in 2021, New York was one of the 17 states that lost residents. And the population loss was the greatest in New York, both in terms of the actual number of people and in terms of growth rate. And it is concerning because we know that shrinking or slow-growing population can affect states' economic and fiscal conditions.
How so?
Well, we know that population trends are tied to state finances. So let's start with what happens when there are more people in a state. More people usually means that there are more workers and consumers that add to economic activity because they buy goods and services. There are also more employers, people are taking jobs, and so on. And it all generates more tax revenue for the state. Now, on the other hand, more people also means higher demand for public services, like infrastructure, education, healthcare, and so on. And that can result in spending pressures for some states. So now let's focus on what happens when there are fewer people in the state. That can generally lead to less economic activity and shrinking tax bases. And in turn, that can limit state revenue collections. And yes, to counter my previous point, smaller population could result in a reduction in some types of state spending. But it also means that there are fewer residents to help cover the cost of long-term commitments. So we're thinking about things like state debt, state employee retirement benefits, including pensions and retiree health care. And there's one last thought, very briefly. We shouldn't forget that population also plays a role in how much states receive from some federal funds. So it really has significant implications for state economic and fiscal conditions.
So I think I have a guess, but why 2021? What made that year so much worse than the preceding 10-year period?
Well, you're probably thinking about COVID.
Right.
So the issue is that our data from the Census Bureau does not break down, you know, deaths from COVID or from other reasons. So we can't really pinpoint that. But what you might find interesting, though, is that New York actually had a positive natural increase over the year, which means that there were more babies born than people who died in New York in 2021. So that really brings the point home that people are leaving New York to live elsewhere. And that was the major driver behind population loss in New York in 2021. But Pew found that New York was not the only state that lost residents to out-migration in 2021. In fact, losses in 11 out of 17 states where population declined over the year were driven by people moving away.
Where are people moving?
Basically, the trend is consistent. So over in 2021 and in the preceding decade, and even in a few decades before then, people have been moving away from the Northeast and Midwest towards the Southern and Western states.
Now, is it your understanding that 2021 represented sort of a blip and things will even out, or are you expecting these trends to continue?
Well, it is difficult to say because our data is, you know, it's backward looking. These are not forecasts. It is possible that many of these, you know, issues that popped up in 2021 are temporary. You know, like we've seen that there are specifically four New England states, Vermont, Connecticut, Maine, and New Hampshire, where population growth accelerated in 2021 when you compare it to the pace of growth over the decade. So it makes you wonder why. So we know that, you know, people from other sources, we know that, you know, many people during COVID were able to work remotely. Many of them moved out of big metropolitan areas towards smaller ones, maybe rural areas. So one of the explanations might be that these four New England states benefited from this trend. Is it going to last? I don't know. It's possible people will stay, but it's also possible people will go to their original states. It's call me again next year.
You mentioned some unexpected growth in those New England states. What was the trend like in those states before 2021, though?
Generally speaking, these states, population growth was slow in those states, but they were all growing. You know, there are only 14 states in the U.S. where population growth was faster in 2021 than over the preceding decade. And these four in New England states are among them, and they're all in Northeast. So that's the interesting part, that it like counters the general trend.
Lastly, are there certain things that states that are growing in population are doing differently than states that are losing population or seeing the population growth slow?
Well, we don't know exactly. That's not what our data shows us. But if you compare two of our indicators, so if you compare population growth and state personal income, which is one of the measures of economic growth, we see that states that have been growing the fastest over the 10 years also rank at the top in terms of state personal income growth, and states that are gaining population the slowest or even losing population also rank at the bottom in terms of economic growth. So this is sort of a chicken and egg question, like which one causes which one, and we don't have the answer for that. But we do see these two trends going basically in the same direction.
Joanna Biernicka-Livestro is Pew Associate Manager and wrote this analysis. Joanna, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.